first season, I think my why started to evolve. And I would say my why now is to lead by example. I don't do it because I'm proving to myself that I can do it. I know I can do it. I'm done. You know?
Yeah, seven times.
to the highest caliber, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of doing this for me anymore. I do it for other people, to be honest. That sounds kind of weird, but I do it for my girls. I do it for my clients. I do it for my team. I love a leader that can walk the walk and refuse to preach something, to be hard on people when I'm not doing it. So I do it to show them that they can.
Welcome to the Good Seed Podcast. I'm Allie.
And I'm Rachel.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Good Seed Podcast. We are so honored to have Callie today as our guest. Callie, she is 27 years old. She lives in Omaha, Nebraska. She is a veteran. Thank you for your service. A business owner, a coach, a show promoter, and a natural world champion bodybuilder. Insane. She is the real deal. Her Instagram is at Callie Forner, and she also is a coach at Team Vitality Coaching. So we will link all of her information in the show notes. But welcome, Callie, to the Good Seed Podcast.
We're so excited to have you here.
Thanks for joining. So please tell us a little bit of backstory on you. I mean, you've done so much. You're 27. Mm-hmm. Like, tell us about how you got into fitness and how you ended up here.
Yeah, okay. Ooh. So, I've been an athlete my whole life. I started playing soccer when I was four. I was a gymnast as well. And I played soccer throughout my entire adulthood, played throughout all of college. Once I graduated, though, I was like so lost that, like, okay, what do I do now? And you see a lot of people, after being an athlete their whole life, like, they do feel this, like, sense of lostness after college, you know? So that's how I ended up finding, like, weightlifting. I started out, like, powerlifting. I was also, like, a strength and conditioning intern at my college. So I was working with, like, the football team and the track team. And I started finding, like, a love for lifting weights. And then I left for the military. I joined the Air Force and I went to Texas. And once I got to my first base in Montana, I saw like a bodybuilding show being promoted at like the supplement store that I went to. And I was like, what is this? Like, that seems like a new challenge, something fun that I could maybe try. And I had never like focused on my nutrition or anything. So I did that show and I literally fell in love with it. That was 6 years ago now. And so I became a bodybuilder. I took like a 3-year gap after that because I had a horrible like aftermath situation where I gained 20 pounds in 2 days. Like, it was horrible.
Whoa.
Like very bad. And like low-key traumatized me, to be honest. And I kind of stepped away from the sport. I was like, I don't know if this is for me. Continued lifting weights, became a coach online while I was in the Air Force. I was like pretty miserable in the Air Force, and got out, and took my business full time, and I've never looked back since. So I've had that for 5 years now. And I kind of went from like lifestyle coaching, then I rebranded multiple times like throughout this last 5 years, like really trying to find my identity, finding like my niche. And once I became really competitive in bodybuilding, I realized like that's the client I want to serve. Like, that's who I resonate most with, is that like athlete mentality. So I completely switched kind of the whole vision of my company, hired an entire new team, and now we coach all bodybuilders. So and then I actually went to the world championship last year and I won it, and so I'm about to start my season in 2 weeks actually, and I'm going to go back to try to defend my title. So
that's very impressive.
Go, girl.
You're 27, and it seems like you've accomplished so much in your life, like up until this point. So that's super, super inspiring, because it takes a really, I think, a lot of maturity for you to come from that, be in the Air Force, mm-hmm. pivot what you thought your career choice was going to be. It's a lot. We've also heard a lot of, we're a bit versed on the like fitness space. So I guess my question for you is, right now, with what you're doing, you said that you started coaching lifestyle. What was the, what made you flip over? What made you think like, I need to niche and I need to kind of like figure that out? What was the thing that you said, no, like this is not really working?
Yeah, I went through like quite a crazy period of entrepreneurship where I was like feeling so unaligned with my company. I was like, why am I like losing passion? Why am I not having a good retention rate? Why is my team not fully invested? Like that was such a reflection of me in that period of time. And it's crazy because like if you're not okay, your business also isn't okay.
Right.
And like when you're thriving, your business is thriving usually. So I do think it's always kind of a direct reflection of the owner. And yeah, this is when I like became really competitive with bodybuilding, and it like started becoming my life, to be honest. And I didn't coach anyone that was athletes. It was all like weight loss. It was people that I, maybe like older women. I was coaching men as well. Like it was just, I don't know. I just didn't feel like that connection anymore with that type of person. And I think it took like one athlete, like just put my hands on just one athlete. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is what I want to feel when I'm serving someone. And I felt like I was doing people a disservice. If I would have stayed with that niche that was comfortable and like easy to me, like coaching competitive bodybuilders is a way different playing field and a way different structure than ever before, you know, and it's way harder and it takes a lot more like education. And so like that was uncomfortable for me to step into. And I think there was a lot of like self-doubt too, of like, can I even do this? Like who would pay me, you know? When there's so many well-versed coaches out there, like why me? So I think it was more of like betting on myself too, of like, okay, no, like you can do this. You have, you're very driven, you're hardworking, like you will chase whatever you want and you'll get it. And so go chase it, like chase what you want. So then that's what I did.
That's awesome.
Clearly it's paid off for you. That's amazing. So when was it that you made that transition where you fully focused on?
A year ago.
A year?
That's it. Just
that's
a year.
Awesome. Yeah. So how has it gone for you since making that switch?
It's like wild, like how much has happened in a year. And just like the team I have and like, oh gosh, I'm like so grateful for the past year. It's been a crazy ride. I've learned so much. I've gone through a lot of employees and just figuring out like who my people are, who my girls are, finding like loyalty, finding passion, like I've always hired within as well. So like all of my coaches on my team are clients that I've had.
Oh, that's
seeing that. And so it's been super cool to like watch them blossom as well. And like, the reason I did that was because I also was like someone who found the love and passion through the sport, and that ultimately made me want to coach it. You know what I'm saying? So I can see that when people have it, I'm like, you remind me of me, you know? And so I've always hired within, and it's been the best thing because they're so passionate and close knit, and like, it's been amazing.
That is so neat. That is so neat. So can you describe like the passion of the sport? Like, where does this passion come from? I feel like from some outsiders looking into bodybuilding, they're probably like, I get it, but I don't get it. Like, what pulls you into bodybuilding and makes this sport essentially your life work at this point, right?
Yeah. I love explaining the sport to like outsiders, of like people that have absolutely no idea about the sport. Yeah. It's always really cool by the end of the conversation conversation, they just have like a total different perspective and a respect, to be honest, like for the sport after being explained. Mm-hmm. I think the draw is this like pain that you have to explain.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like you have to be kind of psychotic, to be honest.
That sounds about right. Yep.
You know, you have to embrace the suck. I think a lot of that comes from like the military for me too, is like everything about the military kind of sucks, but you choose to embrace it with your people. Like everyone's in that situation together. And I think the bodybuilding community is also very similar to that. It's like we all have this mutual respect for each other because we know what it took to get there.
Right.
And like, it's something no one else that hasn't done the sport will ever understand. You can try to understand, but you will never understand until you do it yourself. So I think the draw is like, how far can I go? Mm-hmm. How far can I push myself? How much can I persevere through? The journey is really incredible. And like, it is hard as hell. It is hard. Mm-hmm. And there is, I mean, it's a 6-month time period of being 100% on track at all times, no matter what life throws at you. Like, you still got to check your box for the day. So I think people don't understand the intensity maybe of the sport and like really what it takes. But it is so rewarding at the end to be like, dang, like I did that. And now I'm up here on stage. I don't think it's more about like show day. I think what's shown a lot is show day. It's like, oh, the glam, the pretty body, the all the things. But what people don't see and what is the suck and like the what it took to get there. And I think that's really the magic of the sport.
The grit.
I think that I have legit PTSD from people that I know that have done bodybuilding because I'm like, I would never be successful at it. Never. To your point, I think that you do have to be a little bit psychotic about it because you're enduring such, like, now that I'm not going to say I don't understand it because I've never done it, right? But I do understand, like, basically what you put your body through, mm-hmm. right? And it is so, it sounds like excruciating pain. And so for you to be willing to put yourself through that amount of excruciating pain for such a long period of time, I'm just like, I'm not there. Like, why? But at the same time, I think that it also creates such a sense of confidence and discipline. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not motivation. Motivation is like out the window probably 2 days in. Like, it's like confidence, grit, busting your butt and actually seeing those results from it, which it sounds like it's pretty amazing when you get to that stage because you're like, crap, I made it. Like, I did it. I didn't fall off. It took me so long. Like, I never thought I would. But at the same time, would you say that, do you think that this is something, how many shows have you done already? Let me ask you that first.
Yeah, I've done 7 and I'll do 3 more this year. So I'll be at 10 by the end of the year.
So you've done 7 this year?
No, I've done 7 total.
And you do
a lot of people
only
do 1 per season, but I do like 2 to 4 a season.
Okay.
Wow.
Do you think that this is something that's actually sustainable long term?
Define long term.
Like for like the rest, I've seen women that are in their 70s.
Yeah.
That are like at the point of basically stage shows. So.
Yeah. No, I don't think, I mean, I think a lot goes into that question. I think if you have a good coach who prioritizes your health, who takes the correct amount of phases where it's like a health phase, and you take time off for improvement season. Like, the thing with bodybuilding, it's such a long game that, like, yes, I compete for, you know, 5 months of the year, but the other time I'm in an improvement season and in a health phase where my life looks different, you know? Mm. So do I think you can just compete back to back all the time forever? No, absolutely not. Do I think the body that we get out of it is at all sustainable? Absolutely not. And that's something I really try to teach women is like, yes, I know you love that look, but like, you cannot keep this probably even for a day. Mm-hmm. So, I think the biggest thing is having a good coach that's going to prioritize your overall health. Mm-hmm. And then I think that does turn into a longevity. You know, I think since my coach is so great, I think he helps me make this a career where I can come back every season, be healthy, and be better than I was the previous year. Mm.
That's pretty cool. Can you walk us through maybe a high-level overview of what prep entails?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm about to start. I don't compete till end of September, okay? So okay. I'm starting mid-April till end of September. Every single day from then to then, I will be 100% on my meal plan. So not macros, not tracking, on my meal plan, which is like to the gram, what you're supposed to eat, and it's all whole foods. It's no fun foods, all whole foods. I am drinking a gallon a day, always. I have my electrolytes. I manage my caffeine. I'm getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep every single night. I'm recovering. I'm training really hard, 5 days a week. I have ample amount of cardio by the end of it all. You know, I start out, I'm only at 20 minutes right now, but I definitely could get up to an hour and a half a day, you know, and that's not even counting just my steps that I have to get outside of cardio. So it's a lot of time management. Biggest thing people learn, and like every walk of life does this sport. So it's not like, yeah, I feel like I have it a little easier because I work from home and I'm an entrepreneur, right? So I have like some freedom, but like other people, I mean, they have 5 kids, a husband, a job, and they still do this. And I think that is so impressive. It's so impressive. And I love watching that journey because I'm like, wow, you're a badass, dude. Like, I love that. So, like, just time management, you have to figure out, regardless of what your day throws at you, you got to get your stuff done. And it doesn't matter. Like, you have to get it done. And that's the mentality. And I think a lot of it is stress management. Like your ducks in a row in life have to be there because like when, if you're stressed from your relationship and you got this going on with work and this, and then you're adding all this body stress on top of it, like that's a slippery slope. And I think mentality over anything physical, as much as it is a physical sport, it is way more so a mentality and a mental game than it is anything else, because your why has to be so strong, because it's like you said, why would you do this? Like, why? And I think your why has to be strong enough that on those days that you literally feel like you cannot move your leg one step further, like you have to remind yourself, like, this is why I'm doing this. And it has to get you through those days, which will come often. So yeah, and there's times, oh my gosh, the amount of times I question, I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, when you are just beat to the ground and you cannot, when you're waking up in the middle of the night because your stomach is rumbling and you literally can't sleep because you're that hungry, like, that's when you have to tap into that, like, crazy stuff and do it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Golly, yeah. That is so intense. And Allie was, she's giving me the side eye when you talk about you have to be crazy to do this, because I love doing 75 hard, and that's like a small portion of what you're doing, right? Like 75 hard looks like a cakewalk compared to the competition prep, but gosh, that's so grueling. I mean, because that's what, 5 months? It's like 150 days of consistency.
Yeah.
No compromises.
Compromise.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane.
Hats off.
Yeah.
5 kids and stage ready. Like, I want to know you.
Right.
I want to know how you tap out like, that emotional attachment, because I have 2 kids. And I, like, if I told you that Well, it's also a me problem. Like, I'm not going to bring my kids into this at all. But I don't know. I think that I, again, back to your point, like, you have to have your why. You have to know it to the core. Because I started working out. So this is how different we are, okay? I've been consistently working out for 3 whole weeks, okay? For 15 minutes a day in my house. And I feel so accomplished. I am like,
we're very proud. Oh, we are very proud.
I found out that now I can see my quads by doing, because I have the unfair advantage of having such a low body fat percentage that I see things.
She sees results pretty much instantly,
which will literally get me like very egotistical, and I'm just like, done. Like, I'll try again next year, because like, why? You know, like, yeah. This took me 2 weeks. So, but I'm trying to change my, I'm changing my mindset, having it become like part of my lifestyle, because I think that is so huge for us. Like, I'll be 33 here in a couple of months, and just like the muscle mass, the bone density, like all mm-hmm. of these things that have, and as well, like the nutritional side of it too. So I've been really being super mindful about like protein and prioritizing that. And like, I mean, I think that from when we met, like, I've changed a whole lot in terms of, I would have like 2 frappuccinos a day.
Oh yeah, it was bad. And then she would be eating her first meal of the day at like 10 p.m. and it would be French toast. And I'm like, and she's diabetic, girl.
I'm diabetic and I weigh like 85 pounds on a heavy day.
Like, yeah, she did, like, she was just skin and bones, and I was like, girl, we gotta do something.
Yeah,
she's gained some healthy muscle and just healthy weight, like, since we first met, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's becoming, like, part of, have you ever had, like, a client that, well, before you tapped into athletes, because that's just, like, I'm a different animal. Like, I'm just, like, bringing me from fit, like, today to, like, bodybuilding, is that even achievable? Like, have you had a client that's, like, no experience at all in terms of, like, not even working out, let's say, and then you can prep them up to be stage? Have you done that before?
So, whenever I'm having, like, an initial, like, onboarding call, I listen heavily on experience, where their mindset's at, and their why. So, those are things I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in your case, if you came to me and was like, I really want to get on stage, my first question would be, like, why, though? And if you want to just look like that person, then no. Mm. But if you wanted to show your kids that you can do hard things, if you wanted to whatever, then I would be like, okay, this is going to be a long journey, but let's do it. So no, I would not like start a prep with you. I would start an off season with you. I would start teaching you the basics of like, hey, we got to check this box and this box and this box every single day. Let's gain consistency there. Let's gain a little bit of muscle tissue. Let's get you at a healthy weight. Let's make sure all your health markers are where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I see them fall in love with that process, the delayed gratification, mm-hmm. and those things, then I'd be like, okay, let's pick out a show. Let's do this. So it all depends on so many factors, but yes, I can do that with someone.
That's cool.
That's inspiring. I mean, not that I'm interested. Not gonna lie.
She's not gonna be your next client, Callie. I'm so sorry.
Don't wait on me. I don't think I'll be there anytime soon. I was just curious. I know. I actually, like, I paid for a certain period of time. I think that it all comes down to mindset, because last year I was paying a personal trainer. Yep. 30-minute session to work out 10 to 50 minutes. I was not with it because I told him, I was like, if I get sore, you're not going to see me again. If I feel pain, I can eat not. So he was
her face
so,
right
now. Judgment.
So
not, I wish I could make this up. And
she's
like,
not making this up.
I'm not making this up. So I was happy because I was like, cool, it's so fast. And like, I'm getting something done. Like, I'm checking something off the list. I literally drove more time than I was in the gym with the personal trainer. Like, it was that horrible, right? So the guy didn't want to lose me as a client. So sometimes I was there for 10 minutes. He was like, I'm not kidding. He was like, you can leave because like, you're going to be sore tomorrow. And I'm like, ah, red flag, buddy, like, I'll be here next,
peace.
I'll be here next month. But anyways, I literally got bored of it, so I stopped going to him. I tried another.
She's an instant gratification girly.
Oh, I'm very impatient.
Yes.
I am very impatient. I want everything yesterday because why wait? And so, like, to her point, I was just like, well, here's the thing. Like, if I want, like, the perfect body, right, I could just go and get plastic surgery done. And, like, that would be it. Like, I'm just being told in the blunt right now, right? And so I was like, so why would I put myself through, like, an excruciating pain?
Because you don't,
like,
think surgery is excruciating.
No, it's not anywhere near. Like, I'll recover in, like, 20 days. I'll have the perfect body in about 6 months because it takes time to set in. Because you're, you're kind of, like, inflamed and stuff. But I was like, okay, it's, like, 20 days of pain. Like, I'm just, like, mathing here, right? And I'm like, 20 days of pain, 6 months to my perfect actual final result.
Yep.
And that's that. And so I would tell her, I was like, why would you do this to yourself? Like, we can just fly out to wherever. Let's go to Colombia for a bit. And so obviously my mindset isn't there anymore.
You and I.
Yeah, that's that. Like, I'm not there anymore. Now I'm doing it to, like, prevent arthritis and
live longer for your
nature.
Kids. Yes. Yeah. That's a good why.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I see my mom, and she's 50, and she, like, has back problems. So, yes, now I'm in the mindset of, like, okay, I actually want to do this, because I think that's the thing. You can't save everyone. So now I want to do it, and now I see myself, like, actually not making an excuse and just making it work. Like, even if I don't have the time to probably put in my whole 15 minutes.
Because that is, like, 0.001% of your day. It's just too much.
I've never said this out loud. So
pitiful.
Like, for example, yesterday, I took my kids to Disney the whole day. And then I had to, like, wash my hair and, you know, prep for today and whatnot. And so I got home, and I literally had, I think I maybe.
You probably did 5 minutes.
I probably did 5 minutes. But I did something.
But she did something. Like, this is baby steps. Like, we are so proud.
I did something. Yeah. And, like, it's been pretty cool because, like, you know how you guys always say, like, it's going to be 2 weeks of soreness. So I'm on my third week. So now I'm just like, cool. I'm not getting – and I'm actually looking for the pain now because I'm like, I didn't do anything because I barely do anything, right? Like, the bar is very low. So now I'm just like, okay, let me do an extra set tomorrow and see if that gets me the pain back.
Momentum, so, baby. Momentum.
I'm so proud of myself. I hope that by this time next year I can say, hey, working out, you know, 20 minutes a
Sign
day.
Sign me up for a show, Callie. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, do you have – I know you've talked about various whys, but would you care to share your why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got into the sport for a different reason than I'm in it now. Mm. My why has evolved and changed drastically. The first time, it was, hey, can I do hard things? I knew I could do hard things, but can I do this hard of a thing and be successful at it? Can I get on stage where I'm, like, terrified to, like, the idea of being on stage in a tiny bikini? It's terrifying, to be honest.
Yeah.
And can I do that with confidence, right? And every day it was so fun to, like, watch my body change. Like, I mean, it's daily. At a certain point, it's daily. Mm. Like a new vein, a new line, the details. Like, it's crazy how, like, cool the body is when you get to, like, 7% body fat. Like, you see literally everything, you know? So it started as that, and when I found success my first season, I think my why started to evolve, and I would say my why now is to lead by example. I don't do it because I'm proving to myself that I can do it. I know I can do it. I'm done. You know?
Yeah, 7 times.
to the highest caliber, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of doing this for me anymore. It's I do it for other people, to be honest. That sounds kind of weird, but I do it for my girls. I do it for my clients. I do it for my team. I love a leader that can walk the walk. Mm-hmm. And I refuse to preach something, to be hard on people when I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. So I do it to show them that they can do it.
I love that.
Gives you purpose.
I love that. That's such a massive quality of just a phenomenal leader, is walking the walk and being in your integrity, right? Like I can only imagine you're trying to tell a client, like, yeah, you can have 45 morsels of rice today, and you're like eating a Big Mac, you know, like, see, like out of integrity.
Like, they respect me more.
I'm sure.
Because I'm doing it with them.
Yeah.
You know? And even when I'm not in season, not when I'm in prep, I still live this life. Like, right. I'm in off season right now, and every, like, I don't ever change my life. I get healthy, and I eat more food, and I train a little bit differently, but I still live that life. So they still respect me, even if I'm in an off season, not sucking as much, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they know that I can do it, and they know that I will do it when the time comes.
Do you find it easier to do it for other people than to do it for yourself?
No, I feel way more pressure to do it when I'm doing it for other people than I ever did for myself. Mm. Because now I have, well, I think this kind of gets a little, because I think like there's pressure, you know, there's pressure of being a world champ. Okay. Now everyone's eyes are on you. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? There's pressure from my team. I'm the leader. Like they're looking to me, you know. Mm-hmm. I have pressure from my clients. Like, if I can't do it, then they lose like faith in themselves. And so mm-hmm. I think I feel an immense more amount of pressure than I ever did doing it for myself.
I can only imagine. Well, what an incredible leader you are. If I ever get a wild hair to
I don't doubt it.
To do a competition, I'm calling
it.
You, girl.
I don't know. She'll probably reach out in like 30 business days. Like, give her a month.
I don't know.
She just likes pain. Like, she just, she enjoys it. Like, it's just like she'll fly in from, we're in Orlando like right now. I live in Orlando, and she's from Kentucky. So she flies in to record. And like, doing 75 hard, and like, I'm at the house, and I leave the door open basically when she comes over, because she usually gets in on the red eye.
Yeah, I'll usually like work all day and do what I need to do and pack a bag in the last 30 minutes is my typical go-to, and then here I am.
And so like one time, for example, she got in. She had a crazy day, by the way. Like, she didn't even finish her day at Kentucky. And she gets to my house, and I don't even know, God knows what time it was. It was not a normal hour of the
night. It was like 1 a.m.
It was probably like 1 freaking a.m.
Yeah.
It was I still had balls. Yeah. Like, it was just, I don't know if it was even rain. Like, I don't remember. Yeah. It was just like the shittiest
circumstances
ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like looking for her. She's freaking outside in my porch.
Walking?
Working out on the floor. At like 1 a.m. with the light turned off for some weird reason. And I opened my sliding door, and I was like, are you okay?
Like, I still had an outdoor workout left, man.
She had an outdoor workout of the 75 hard.
That's the mentality.
I know. I know. That's what I'm telling you. She'll call you in 30 business days. I'm just like, are you okay? Like, can you just go to bed and do like 3 workouts? Like, what? Like, I'm just trying to
She's like, can you compromise? I'm like, nope. No compromises.
I'm like, okay, you know, like, I know her too well at this point. I'm just like,
just leave her be.
Be miserable. Yep. Like, I'm going to bed. Like, I'm literally going to bed. I'll see you tomorrow morning. But I don't doubt that she'll probably just be bored enough one day to be like, yeah, let me just.
You'll be my first call, girlfriend. You'll be my first call.
I don't doubt it.
I love it.
I will say, like, a lot of women that do 75 hard end up doing it. Like,
I don't doubt
it. That is, like, a first step. And it's, like, it develops discipline. You're keeping the promises that you made to yourself. That, you know, that creates confidence within yourself and your decision making. And I think that's such a great start.
I love it. Yes, and it's so, and it's hard to, you know, explain it to people, and it's just, you unlock a new level in yourself, and then you're mad at yourself, because you're like, gosh, I could have been performing this level my entire life. Where could I have been? And you're like, man, I have been mismanaging my time so poorly, and look at all I can get done in a day, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm sure it's the exact same mindset. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no, I'm not attracted to anything.
That is okay, honey. That is okay. We love you anyway.
I can find so many other ways that I can unlock my next level. 75 hard is probably not the way.
It's all good.
Or she's competing. She's literally finished 75 hard and has the audacity to tell me that same exact day, should I start this on Monday again? And I'm like, dude, why do you hate yourself? Like,
I'm
why?
Like, it's because I love myself that much. Yep. See?
I mean, love See? Probably means different things to different people. So let's just agree to this.
I will say, like, as much as I talk about the intensity and, like, the grueling side of it, it is also fun. Like,
yeah.
I obviously, yeah. If there's not fun in it, I can't. Like, I wouldn't enjoy it.
Sure.
But I love that because it's like, during hard things, can you embrace the suck? Can you find joy in the mundane? Can you have a good heart posture toward it? Like, can you keep a positive mindset? Yeah. Like, those are the things that I personally love to work on because I know how negative people can be and how all these things. And I think it's so easy to throw pity parties for yourself and, you know, all these things. And I think that's one of the most fun and challenging things of the journey is like, okay, this really sucks right now, but like, how can I make this fun?
Yes.
You know?
Like, yep.
The way I have to be creative in my marriage during prep, like, I can't go on a date night to go to eat. Like, we don't do that. That's what my husband gets the most out about when I start prep. He's like, no more date nights. But we get really creative with our ways of spending time together. You know, I have to get 20,000 steps a day. Okay, guess what, hubby? You're coming with me on all these long walks where we're connecting and we're spending quality time together.
Love it.
Same with friends. It's like, oh, you want to hang out? Cool, come on my walk with me.
Yeah.
You know, come to the gym with me. So I think that's a fun part is like finding the enjoyment in the mundane, in the like hard stuff, you know?
And then that translates to every single aspect of life and makes you a stronger businesswoman and entrepreneur. And if you can embrace the suck and put a positive frame on anything and master the mundane, like you, there's nothing you can't do, you know?
Exactly.
I love it. I love it.
Period. Yep.
Well, Callie, last question we have for you. I know you're a busy, busy gal. So if you were to turn back the clock 10 years and plant one seed in yourself that would have really changed things for you today, what would that seed have been?
I know we didn't really get to talk about, like, faith. Because faith has played a huge part in my bodybuilding journey.
Oh, I love that. We're
so- like, a ton. Like, that's a whole nother podcast.
We'll never back.
But I think the seed that I would have planted would have been to accept Christ in my life sooner.
Oh, I think that's the best response we've had.
I love that.
Hey!
Yeah, yes! I really...
We're like, this is like a faith-based podcast, and I hate we didn't get to talk about faith. We just had so much to talk about. Well, you're going to have to come back.
We'll just have you back.
That's amazing.
I think that's the most, like, I think that's the best response we've gotten today.
100%.
Like, literally.
Yes. Yes. Just for my knowledge, how long ago was it that you accepted Christ?
I was 13.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You were young.
That is young. That's amazing. Yeah.
And then I, like, re-accepted him at post-college. Like, that was when I really started looking like a Christian, but I did, like, technically accept him.
Yeah. I feel if anybody's like, yes, I was a devout Christian through college, I'm like, more power to you. Like, who's stuck? You know what I mean? It's like, literally.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, that's impressive. That's impressive.
No, but thank you for being so freaking transparent and, like, honest. Because I think that a lot of Christians, like, would not accept that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of Christians would be like, yeah, you know, I accepted Christ when I was 10, 13, whatever. Because my family, like, my parents are Christians and whatnot. And no, like, I've stuck it out, you know. I went through college and joined a fraternity, and, like, I'm here, and I'm bathed in holy water. So thank you for being so transparent yes. about that, because one of the, honestly, icks that I get from it, because for me, it's, like, a totally different perspective. I wasn't a Christian, or I didn't even believe in God until I was literally, 25, I think, is when I met him. So totally different perspective, but thank you so much for joining us. We will have you back.
Yes, we have so much to talk about. This was so fun. I just had so much fun hanging out with you, girl. Thanks for joining. This was so much fun. Well, guys, hopefully you had as much fun listening to this as we had having this conversation. But if you found any value in this whatsoever, please share it. DM it to a friend. Text it to somebody you love. That's the only way that we grow this thing. So thanks again for spending time with us today and tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Be sure and hit that subscribe button and follow along with us on social media at The Good Seed Media. And stay tuned for all the updates and more information.